Greet you once again, and your speaker this time is David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado, coming to us with another message from the Gospel by Luke, and this time it is going to be chapter 16, and we're going to read from this chapter in verse 19 to the end of the chapter. I hope and trust, friends, as I take this up at this time, that God the Holy Spirit might take this message and use it for His own glory. I'm sure you have heard this spoken on many times before. It's the rich man and Lazarus, and both of them died, and they're in eternity now. And God tells us one is in paradise, or is in Abraham's bosom, and the other one is in hell. It's a story that we do not like to preach on, I can assure you that. And if I had the power to throw it to one side and get by with it, I possibly would do it. But it's God's Word, and it comes to us from the Lord Jesus Christ, and He tells us, as I'm about to read, there was a certain rich man, clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that I may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, betwixt us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, Father Abraham, that thou wouldest send unto him my father's house, and I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they come to this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto him from the dead, they would repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither would they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Now, beloved friends, I just mentioned just a moment ago that these words came to us not from man, but from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm sure of this, that he does not tell lies, and he does not misrepresent. He is telling us a real story about a real man. In fact, the Word of God in the Gospel by Luke, it's taken up this one word, a certain rich man, a certain lawyer, a certain woman, and so many certain things are mentioned in the Gospel by Luke, and this is one of them. So friends, I'm sorry as I take this up, and I hate to press on our hearts and minds the awful outcome of those that reject Christ and are lost, and lost forever. But it's God's Word, and to be faithful first of all to God and His Word and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I will try and take it up, and I want to do it in this way. I want to take it up in the fear of God, and I want to take it up, friends, in fear and trembling, lest I should say any one thing that might turn any one person aside, or lest I fail to speak of those things that are mentioned in the Word of God, and men go on in their sins and die and be lost. So we have before us a person mentioned in verse 22 of this chapter, and that person was a rich man. In the Gospel by Luke, in chapter 12, there's a rich man mentioned there. And in this chapter 16, we have another rich man. And in chapter 19, we have another rich man. But the one in chapter 19 is in heaven today, and the one in chapter 16, the Word said, he's in hell. And all, friends, he could have been in heaven. And listen, and you could be in heaven, and we beg of you, let the story sink into your heart and mind and soul. But you say, I'm not rich. But I want to tell you, friends, you can be rich in another way. The Word of God tells us this. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though He was rich. And I want to tell you, that was not when He was on the earth. That's when He was in heaven. When He was on the earth, He said, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay His head. Once He was found on the mountainside, they all went to their own homes, and Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. But listen, you may not be rich in this life, but you can be rich in the life to come. And it comes on this ground. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the favor of our Lord Jesus Christ. And though He were rich, yet for your sakes He became so poor, very poor. In fact, He gave up His very life, all that He had. He gave it up on the cross of Calvary, that He might answer to God for that sin of yours and that sin of mine. Now, I mentioned in verse 22 of this chapter, we have the person, and he was a rich man. And then we have a place mentioned, and that is in hell. Oh, friends, as I mention this, I do it tenderly, and I do it, I trust, with a tear in my eye and heart. And then listen again to this. In verse 24 of this chapter, we have the punishment. He said, I am tormented in this flame. Call it what you like. Like men and women say, I don't believe in a hell, and I don't believe in God punishing men and women. But I want to tell you, friends, our Savior was God manifest in the flesh. And our Savior tells us that God will and does and has. And all, I beg of you, take sight of the Savior, and you'll come out on the winning side. Then we have a prayer. Listen, the man lived and possibly never prayed in his life. And maybe you're not a praying man. Maybe you've never cried once, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. If that cry would ring from the heart of any man or woman, any boy or girl, there's an open ear in heaven. And listen, if any man say, I have sinned, and done that which is evil or not right, then God is gracious unto him and says, deliver him from going down to the pit. Deliver him from going down to hell. I found a ransom, and the ransom that the Father found was His own beloved Son. And He came and gave Himself a ransom for all, a ransom for many. And I tell you, I thank God for the ransom price that was paid by the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But we have here, he prayed, have mercy on me. Well, God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. But let me just point this out, friend. The man praying here had left the earth as to his soul. His body might have been still alive, his body might have been still in a casket or in a home someplace, but his soul had passed on into eternity. And then we say, eternity where? With loved ones in glory or fiends in despair. Well, he went down, the Word of God tells us, the Savior did, and he prayed in hell. And if you don't pray on earth, let me tell you, pray in hell. and you'll pray to God for pardon and mercy, but your prayer will be forever too late. Then we have something else. He asked one petition in that prayer, and he said, send to my Father's house, that's verse 27 of this chapter 16, send to my Father's house, I have five brethren, I have five brothers, and you send this man with a message and tell him not to come to this place of torment. I tell you in the name of God, men and women, he loved his brothers like they when he was on the earth. Men usually like their brothers and sisters, and that's very common. But this man said, well, I did love them. I don't want one of them to follow me. I'm in the place of the lost. I'm in the place of torment, and I'll never get out of this place. But I don't want them to join me here. I'd rather see them in the kingdom of God. I'm lost, but they can be saved. And so he said, send a messenger, send a message. But I want to say, our Savior said this, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. Now in the days of our Lord Jesus Christ, we had no New Testament. The New Testament began with the Savior and then with the apostles, but they did not have it at that time. And so he said, but they have Moses, that's the first five books of the Old Testament. They have the prophets, that's the books following that. And in those books, they knew about the great God of heaven, and they knew about the Savior. Maybe they knew Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 5. He was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Amen. Let me, as I draw my little message to a close, just beg of you and plead with you, lend your ears to the Word of God and listen. This did not come from David Horn. It came from the Word of God. Read Luke chapter 16 and hear the words of the Savior for yourself. And all, you'll be like the other, the poor man, poor on earth, but rich in heaven. The rich man was rich on earth, but he's poor down in a lost eternity. He asked for one little favor, and that was a drop of water to cool his parched tongue. But there's no water in hell. There's no water or no refreshment. There's nothing down there. It's a place of torment, a place of blackness and darkness. And there men will wail out their folly. I could have been saved. I heard about the Savior. I could have been born into his family. But instead of that, I remained in my sins. I loved this world. I loved my riches. I loved everything but our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the Word says, if any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. Now, drop us a line, friends, in care of this station, or Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas, and may God bless you and save you is our prayer for his name's sake. Amen.